We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 9:10 here at WCCO. Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And I got to tell you, after doing this for almost 20 years, it has been an incredible run to present great talent. By the way, we'd like to say thank you so much to Chan Hazen Dinner Theaters for presenting Center Stage every Sunday night. We sure appreciate it. And also want to say congratulations on your 50th anniversary. In fact, our Governor Dayton actually issued a proclamation in your honor. That October 12th is Chan Hazen Dinner Theaters Day. So that has passed, but congratulations to you. It's a really big deal, and we're honored to have you as our presenter tonight. Also, if you get a chance, go and see Holiday Inn. It is happening now through February 23rd at the Chan Hazen. You know that show. You love it. Holiday Inn is what it's called. Also, want to let you know that Ed Sheeran is coming to U.S. Bank Stadium on Saturday. Also, Gladys Knight is Thursday at the Ordway. You do not want to miss that. As well as Phil Collins next Sunday at Target Center. He's the one my sister went up against when she was up for her Oscar nomination. She said to me then, there's no way I'm gonna win with him being in this with me. So congratulations to all of you who won those tickets also to go and see the group we gave tickets away for about a week ago. I meant to bring in a letter from one of the women who won and how it really made a difference for her and her husband who went on a date. And it's been a long time since they've been on a date. So thank you for listening and for participating when we are giving away tickets. All right, I'm excited to introduce to you a group that I have been wanting to interview for a long time. A man that I work with at a studio, we've become friends, and Carl Diemer is his name, and he always finds talent, and he'll call me up and say, hey, Jarlin, I found this great talent. This girl can really sing, and you got to hear, here's a song that I recorded of hers. Well, then all of a sudden he introduces me to a family, you know, kind of like my family, sisters and brothers who perform together. They start out so young, and they grow together, and they create this group, and they love it now. Maybe at the beginning they didn't love it, but hopefully now they love it because it sure seems like you do. They're called None Above, and if you don't know who they are, you will absolutely know by the time we are done tonight. First of all, I want you to hear a piece of their music. They're going to play live for us in studio as well, but let's take a listen to their recording. Yes, I know you're asking the question, do they really sound like that? Yeah, they do. In fact, I have about 8 different little videos on my phone from when they were at the Mall of America. I was so impressed. Their parents are also in studio with us tonight because they are about as proud as they can be. And I had a chance to meet their mom and dad out at the mall as well. And they should be. Their names we have with us, and I want to make sure I want to say this in the order that I wrote it, but I get it all confused. Cadence, 18 years old, a vocalist and so much more. Do you do keyboard too?
I play bass.
You play bass. That's what it is. Also, Maddie, where are you? There you are, honey. 16 years old. Lead guitar?
No, I play keyboard.
Okay, see, this is all messed up. Keyboard. You're keyboard and vocals, Maddie. I'm sorry, darling. Lead guitar and vocals is Bennett.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you right. 15 years old. Drums and vocals. Wisdom, my favorite. 13 years old.
Yep.
Welcome to all of you. First of all, Cadence, you look a lot taller on the stage. What are the heel sizes you wear, darling?
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously.
I don't know how long they were, how tall they were.
Do wear the tall heels,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do. I was wearing those, yeah.
And sober. You were doing, like, standing up there singing your heart out for, like, 2 hours almost.
Yeah,
it's just incredible. I used to do that. When you get my age, honey, your ankle's going to scream at you every day. But you guys sounded amazing, and I kept trying to figure out, how did you decide which songs you wanted to sing? Because you're singing songs that I grew up listening to, that your parents grew up listening to.
Well, our parents had the majority of the input, actually.
You went through their albums, didn't you?
Basically, yeah. Well, I mean, we've grown up listening to the music that they grew up listening to. So yeah. They had a huge input.
Cottage Grove. Have you guys always lived in Cottage Grove?
No, we just recently moved.
How about Vega Shaletta lives in Cottage Grove? And I knew she was going to do this, right?
I know they're not drinking the water. Y'all not drinking the water out there, are you? I know. Mom said, no.
Exactly. So this is a family band. You guys, it's not easy. People ask the Steels all the time, how is it that you sing together like you do? Do you fight? Do you hear that question all the time?
Yes, we do. Oh, yeah.
What about you, Bennett?
Well, we're siblings, right?
Right. Enough said.
What do siblings do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they love each other, but occasionally you get, in your feelings and things happen.
And wisdom, is it your parents that really stop and say, we're not having that?
Actually, it's more of Matty now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It used to be mom and dad, but Matty's been more on it lately.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Are you like the friendliest and happiest one in the group?
Oh, no.
That is me.
No, that's Cadence. I am the one that has like stuff to do. So like I need them to focus and get done.
Yeah. How you say, don't make us argue for half an hour.
Right.
We don't have time. I got things to do. See, you and I have to talk. What in the world you got to do? So of course, Cadence, are you the leader since you're the oldest?
I am the lead singer. And like the head or face of
spokesperson
of the band. Matt T is the one who directs all the practices and gets us all organized for things. But so basically it's both of us, but Matt T, I'd say.
So as you grow into a group, of course you're 18. Are you about mm-hmm. to go to college?
I'm in college right now.
You are in college
yeah.
already.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Are you in town?
I'm at Century right now.
Century How college. About that?
Yeah.
So you're getting all of those regular classes
out of the
way.
All the
generals
out of the way, yep.
Yeah, that's smart. My mm-hmm. son did that and then went to a 4-year school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the plan? Now that you're still here, you guys are going to keep going on the road, right?
Yes, of course.
And
yeah.
I'm sure your parents have had a discussion with you, Matty, to really look at what's going to happen now that she's in college, right? You've got 2 years left where she's going to get all her generals out of the way. But then what? What's the plan?
I don't know. I think it's just like stay together as much as possible and then, do whatever happens.
Come up with a plan. And the reason I tell you this, when you have a talent like you have, there will be a lot of people that says, y'all don't need to stay together. That was fun. That was then. When I lost my father at the age of 14, we didn't want to sing anymore. Everybody was kind of all over the place. I had a brother that was almost 10 years older than me. So we weren't singing together. And then all of a sudden, I don't believe in happenstance, but we came together, just three of us, and we started the group all over again because the elder brother said so, right? And it blew up into who we are today. So instead of, going through all of that, skip that. Find a way to stick together, whether it's whenever you come home, where you can book things, where you're here for the Christmas holiday or whatever you can do. Keep singing together. Even if it's only once or twice a year, you still have the magic. You still connect with one another. Wouldn't you say, Bennett, that music has a lot to do with how much time you spend together?
It does. Yeah, the more time you spend together, the more together your music is going to sound.
Exactly. And practice makes.
Perfect.
Ah, love y'all. Love y'all. That is the absolute truth. So before we go to break, are you willing to put that time in? Because, of course, there will be boyfriends. We're going to pause for a minute, right? There will be boyfriends or whomever. And then what? Do you say, no, I want to go here and visit so-and-so during the holidays? Or do you come home?
Honestly, my family is my home. This is my life. This is what I want to do. So I'm definitely willing to put all the time I can in.
So no matter where you are, put that big poster on your wall that mm-hmm. says family is home.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget it.
Yeah.
Because there will be people that will cross your path and try to help you forget it.
Yeah.
Don't let them, okay?
All right.
When we kind of come back, we're going to talk to Wisdom because he's my favorite. We'll be back in just a moment. It was really beautiful. And this is not an original Wisdom?
No, that was a cover.
That was a cover?
Yeah.
Who is that by?
Do you know?
Maddie
and Tay. Yeah. They're a singing duo.
They're sisters.
Yeah,
they're sisters.
Oh, those are not the two that are on tour with Beyonce, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow, I love this song. I just thought it would just fit you guys so well. Is it difficult, Wisdom, to find the music to play? Do you guys hear the song and go, we got to do that song? Or do you listen and say, are our gifts ready for that song?
I usually, like, when I'm, like, on Spotify or something and I'm looking at songs, I'm like, guys, I really like this song. Let's do it, just mm-hmm. because I really like it.
Mm-hmm. But, Matty, are you writing songs?
Well, we write songs, like, together. But it's mostly, like, we'll look at songs that we like and we'll take inspiration. Then we'll be like, oh, so what do I like from this? And what can I take? And what can I, you know, make sound, you know, either better or what can I, like, what can I adapt to this? And then we write from there and we put lyrics to it.
What about your friends, Cadence? How are they responding to you guys with all of the celebrity that you have now that you've been on America's Got Talent?
Oh, yeah. Well, our friends are super happy for us. They're always talking about, Cadence, when's the next big thing, like the gig you have coming up next? Mm-hmm. So they're really supportive and stuff.
How did you do on the show?
We made it to Judge Cuts, and then we didn't make it past there. It was so, so much fun.
Was it devastating, or did you leave there going, yes, we did it, we got on the show?
We left there going, yes, we did it, we got on the show.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people. And just to even, like, make it to the actual televised auditions is mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah, and shows like The Voice, Bennett, you know, they come on and they feature people who are terrible as well as people who are really great. And so you've got so many slots for each, right? So that's got to be difficult. If there was another show that you would want None Above to be on, what would it be?
Huh. Does it have to be music related?
No. But something that could move you forward, up and forward.
Family Feud?
Really? Because you're thinking money, aren't you?
No, 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 not necessarily. Just,
oh, please tell me yes.
You better be.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking more just like exposure. You know, a lot of people watch Family Feud and like the Nun family.
Oh, okay.
Family Feud. That'd be kind of fun. That'd be kind of cool, spicy.
If you could sing your answers, I think it's a great idea. No, seriously, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. If you could do that. So if you get on the show, make sure you ask about that, okay? Where do you go from here, Edmund? You are the father. You are the one who has Edward. I keep calling you Edmund, so please forgive me, sir. But you have been working with this family and believing them, you and your wife, for a long time. So where do you see them going from here?
Well, just this week, we signed a deal with Urban Ministry Incorporated, Urban Christian Music Publisher. Mm-hmm. Largest in the country, African-American-owned Christian music publishing company. We see them continuing to make music and publish music. Cadence is staying at home while we do this. She wants to go to school here so she can live at home. So we see they want to be together. They want me to buy a piece of land and build houses on it for all of us to stay together, a compound. So we see the group doing something akin to what you guys did.
Wow, that's amazing, because I have a nephew that, you know, called my mom and said, Grandma, I want you to live with me right here, man. I want you to live in my house. And then 2 years later, you know, Grandma, I'm going to build you a house about 3 blocks from my house. And then about 2 years after, Grandma, if you could just get to Georgia, anywhere in Georgia, I'd be happy. So it may seem like they want houses next door to each other right now. That might not come to fruition. However, I do think it's so important to keep it at the forefront. How will you keep each other at the forefront when the first one walks away to go to college? How will you do it? Any one of you?
It's a mindset. If you want it, then you'll fight for it. It has to be something that you want to do, for real.
You still believe in the dream?
Yes.
What is the dream?
To make music and travel around the world with my family. Because when you're with family, you're never alone. If I was a solo artist, a solo singer, there's a lot of them, and if I was, I wouldn't feel as safe, and I wouldn't have as good of a time because I wouldn't be with my family.
You remind me of my sister, and that was the thing with her. Every record company that called and said, "Hey, the group is fine, but we want you," you may get that call, and she always said, "You can have me." As long as you bring them too.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Sony, Capitol, that's exactly what happened. And they said, okay. Mm. Prince wanted Jovita. Came to see all of us and went, okay, I get it. I want the whole family. Mm. And that's possible. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not possible if that's what you all want. But it's going to take all of you to want it. If anyone is veering off or thinking outside of that, you know, I mean, you're handsome and beautiful. I mean, really, you are. So there are going to be so many different opportunities that come your way. If you want to be a mathematician, great. Take everybody with you. Right?
You know, I have seen Miss Steele interview so many people during Center Stage, but she is so passionate about interviewing you all because I think she sees her family.
I do.
In
don't
you.
Don't get me started crying.
And I was going to say, I feel it.
I
feel it in the studio. It is so real. It is so organic. And she is really, you know, she can't even get to the interview because she's trying to give y'all everything she wanted somebody
everything
to give her.
I can pour into
when,
you tonight.
When
exactly.
She was that age, she is like giving you nuggets and wisdom and jewels.
Okay,
and
now
pearls.
Stop talking. I got more to say.
Okay.
So here we go.
Tell a girl.
Okay, so, sir, knowing what you have here, this jewel of voices, right?
Yes.
This jewel of voices all compact into one diamond, right? Where do you stop? Where do you say we're going to go all the way no matter what? Where are your parameters?
You know, it's funny you said that. Michelle and I, my wife and I, have already said it. We've told the kids, we're in. We are in. Period, the end. They are continuing to progress. They did their first one take as a group coupled it yesterday in the studio, recorded the song, all four together, one take. Carl said, that's good.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened before. So 2.5 years ago, they were playing in high school.
Yeah.
Now they're making music, and we've decided that we're all in, period, the end.
Yeah, and Katy Perry also was doing recordings of gospel and Christian music, and all of a sudden she said, I kissed a girl, and, you know, hey now. We know the rest is history.
Yes.
So that's why I ask about parameters. Make sure you define them, right?
Yes.
Because
true.
You're going to be challenged at every corner, at every corner. They will try to split you. Don't let them do it.
You know, it's funny. They were on the show, and when they got through with their first audition, the first thing one of the judges told them was, normally I would say, Cadence, as the lead singer, separate. Just go do your thing. But the four of you look so good together. You sound right together. You should stay together.
Yeah, the blend is so great. So who's writing all the music now that you're doing, the originals?
We all write it.
You
together.
All write it together?
Yeah,
so you sit down and collaborate.
Yeah, yeah. Matt T is the... Oh, do you want me to explain how...
Yes, please.
Matt T and... Matt knows the most about music theory in mm-hmm. our group, so she's... Yep. and so Maddie and Bennett will do the majority of the music, and then me and Wisdom will put our little inputs in. And then I do a big majority of the lyric work, as well as my father and Wisdom. Like, recently, Wisdom has been helping a lot. But with our originals, it's really, really fun to just all come together and put our best work
So,
forward.
Wisdom, you're in there putting it in, huh, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I know you were. This is so awesome. Last question. If there was anything you wanted everyone listening in 30 states and all of Canada, what would you want them to know in this moment? What?
That the point of us making music is, yes, for us, but for people out there that need it. When you're driving home from a tough day at work and you turn on the radio, I want our song to be playing, and I want that song to
help you.
Maybe put a smile on your face or make your day, possibly. That's what we want you to know. Yeah.
Everyone agree?
Yeah.
I agree.
Everyone
for
agree?
Sure.
I can't wait to see you again. Braces will be gone. Hair will be different. And I just can't wait to see what style you choose, what songs you choose. And I am here. If you ever need me, you can always reach me through Carl. He's got all my information. I am telling you, you guys are so blessed. Don't ever forget it. And love each other no matter what. Even when you have an argument, Bennett. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. That is None Above. If you want more information, the website is?
Noneabove.com.
Noneabove.com. That's N-U-N-N mm-hmm. above. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh my goodness, there's so much going on in this town, and I am so honored to have interviewed None Above again, noneabove.com, N-U-N-N, above.com. All right, it's time for Rohan Preston. He's our lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, and I tell you, it's not often that he is a little shocked when it comes to theater, although there are times that are unforgettable, but I think this whole Mary Poppins show, yeah, he was a little stunned. How you doing, Rohan?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Welcome back. It seems like forever since I've spoken with you.
I know. I'm delighted to be back, and I hope it doesn't have anything to do with snow. So.
Don't talk about it, dear. I hyperventilate. So Mary Poppins, huh?
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, this show has done really, really well. The adaptation did really well on Broadway, and the tour that came through in 2009, and another tour came through. And then, of course, we've had productions here. Michael Brindisi did a production at Tennessee. And by the way, we have to talk about Brindisi in a minute, because his production of Holiday Inn is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. And it's 50 years, man. They're celebrating 50 years. Incredible.
It's just amazing. It really is. So, but we'll get to that in a second. So anyway, Mary Poppins, big production at Artistry in Bloomington.
Wait a minute, though. I have to read your opening sentence in your review from October 10th. It says, "It must have seemed like a winning idea casting a portly man in drag with little evident vocal training as Mary Poppins' rival nanny, Miss Andrew." Come on, man. That's cold. Come on, tell us about it.
Well, you know, that part really just really stuck out. You know, I mean, often directors are told that casting is more than 50% of the job, and it looked like, you know, they wanted to highlight the contrast between Mary Poppins and Miss Andrew. You know, so I don't think it worked. I don't think it worked, and it called up unfortunate images. And it also detracts from really some wonderful performances and really great music conducted by Anita Roof.
Mm-hmm. You actually mention in the article that the problem is the pairing unwittingly triggers throwback tropes of black mammies and white scarlets, making this Mary Poppins an object lesson in the tricky business of so-called colorblind casting. So this is an underlying problem that I never noticed before that you're pointing out. Is this something you've noticed in theater and it's been an ongoing trend, or do you feel like this is an anomaly?
Well, I think, I mean, this is egregious. You know, people are, some of the things are really, really well considered, and sometimes it's not. I mean, I use the example of Hamilton, which is so well considered, and it's non-traditional casting, and it's really well done. And it amplifies or enlarges the spirit and consciousness of the audience. So you leave there that way, and sometimes it's done in a way that evokes other types of things, and those we don't like as much.
It's just very tragic. What have you been hearing from your readers about this review?
They have been mixed. They have been mixed. Some people have said that it's body shaming or that I'm throwing a black actor under the bus. Those are the two main comments that I remember on the article. And people have written me as well. And then on the other side, people have said, about time, thank you for calling attention to this, because artists need to be a lot more thoughtful and conscientious about what they're doing. They just not just throw anything up, basically.
It's just such an unusual team to do such a thing.
It is. I mean, I think it's a mistake. I don't think it speaks to anyone's character or anything like that. I mean, these are, you know, some fine artists who've gone astray in some ways, you know?
Yeah.
In hearing from other people, hearing from your readers, from, you know, knowing that you had to sit through this, I can only imagine how measured your words were. Even in this review that I have read, I still can hear how measured you are. There were things that you probably wanted to say that you didn't say. And I wonder, they used to be well known for critics, particularly those in New York, who would just come and say whatever they wanted to say, and it didn't matter who it hurt or who it helped. But they really didn't seem to be as measured as we are today.
Well, I mean, I'm that's sort of my way as well. But I mean, I think I've said what I wanted to say with this. I also don't want to belabor it. I mean, this is a major sort of boo-boo in the production, but there's a lot there as well. That's really good.
Well, you put me in my place. Thank you very much for that. Me know. I've said what I needed to say, Geraldine. What else do you want? But I will say this. You made it very clear in the review that it's a show about the conflict between nature and nurture. And if there's nothing else we should be talking about right now is nature and nurture, especially when we have to see what is happening to the children, whether it's those that are on the border, those that are not being educated fully. I mean, we could go on and on and on. So it's a story that's worth telling again. Yes. I know that we love, you know, theaters love to take liberties and add to pieces and take away. We've talked about that many times with Midsummer Night's Dream and that sort of thing. But with Mary Poppins, there's certain pieces that are everlasting that maybe we shouldn't take such liberties with. Is this one of them?
I can't say that. I mean, part of the thing is that it's a wonderful show and it will live on. And it will, and in order for it to live on like Shakespeare, it has to speak to the time and do it in a way that's so directors and creative teams have to be able to sort of reinterpret and do their artistry with it. In that sense, artists should have the liberty to do almost whatever they want. And on the other end, we as audience members will have the right and freedom to say, or hooray. Do you know what I mean?
Right. And speaking of artistry, this is taking place at Artistry, located at 1800 West Old Shakopee Road in Bloomington. Was this the right venue to host something like this?
I think if it had been done right, it would have been amazing. It would have been great. And it would be any venue. I don't think it's a question of venue. I think it's just, it was ill-considered, basically.
My final question on Mary Poppins. In hindsight, do you think if you were not African-American and that the drag queen was not African-American, that you would have cared as much?
I think there are other things in the show. I mean, the show has some gender stuff, and you don't want to belabor everything, but it has some gender stuff so that was cut, which is good, but some other gender stuff that's in it still that's like, oh my goodness, especially in this era of standing up and finding showing women in their strength and power. This is a blind side, I think, of the show, and it's true of other shows as well. And those need to be pointed out. So what I'm saying is that I think I would have seen it but I can't say because I don't know. I've never been anyone else but myself.
Right. It's so true. All right. Let's talk about Michael Brindisi, because, of course, they are celebrating their 50th anniversary over there at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. And we've seen many plays there that have done very, very well for them. What do you think the next, 10 years will be like for Chanhassen?
Well, let me just say that they celebrated their 50th anniversary on Friday by opening Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. And it's a spectacular, gorgeous production. I mean, it really is. They pull out all the stops. The performances are excellent. The music is beautiful and sumptuous. The costumes are breathtaking. You could just be superlative all the way through with it. And so hooray for them, bully for them, the whole cast and crew of that show. And I should say my colleague, my former colleague, Graydon Royce, is in the show in the chorus as well. So there is life after theater criticism, and I applaud him for doing it. He does a really wonderful job, but I also applaud him for the courage it takes to get off a mountaintop and get in the trenches like that.
Amen, amen. Well said. Well, congratulations to Chant Hansen and their 50 years and the proclamation that our governor brought forward. That really is quite a remarkable service to the community. Absolutely. And we have supported Chant Hansen for a very long time. So get out and see Holiday Inn that is playing now through February 23rd, I believe it is. Rohan, what's next on the docket for you?
Well, I also went to see, I come from Arizona, at the Children's Theater, and we can talk about that next week. It's a very serious show about immigration and legal or document status. So we have that, and then there's some other coming up. Beautiful is Carol King.
I will be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And you've seen it before, right?
I have. I've seen it a few times. I actually am a big fan of a lot of that music, and so I look forward to seeing it again. And there are others. I went to see, hooray for this. I went to see down to Mankato, in fact, to see a production called Sweat. And it came out of New York, out of the Public Theater. It's touring the sort of contested Midwestern industrial states, battleground states, and it toured Minnesota, and now it's finishing up in Wisconsin over the next week or so.
Wow, I can't get you to come to one of my concerts, but there you go. See, I'm going to work hard to get out of this state, and I'm going to call up your wife and say, "Can he come to see me in Arizona? Do you think it's possible?" Okay, not Arizona, Mankato.
It is a hike. It is a hike. Right after the elections, a lot of theaters said basically we have a problem because we're not addressing. There's a real divide in the country, and we're not addressing all the audiences that we can. So they put this show together out of New York. Guthrie is supporting it. And they went to Mankato, they went to St. Cloud, they went to Rochester, and put on this terrific performances. It was almost like 10,000 Things Theater here,
right,
which is part of the inspiration for them. And it is pretty special. It was good to see because a lot of the people in the cast have Broadway credits, and they were just really, really strong.
How about that? Well, it's always a pleasure having you on, Rohan, and I look forward to next Sunday. I hope you'll be on with us again.
Let me just say, I will be coming. Not only will I be coming, I'll come with bells on, and I won't promise to get up on stage and sing because I don't want to turn off your audiences, but I'll come see you.
Okay, as long as you come, and if you come up on stage to just say hello, that'd be great. I might make you dance with me or sing or something, but don't worry.
That'll be fun.
All right. Take care of yourself, Rohan.
Thank you.
All right. That is our own lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. And if you want to look up his critiques, all you have to do is go to startribune.com/Rohan Preston. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to our final segment tonight here on Center Stage. Want to let you know that there are so many great groups out there that are performing. You do not want to miss them. My brother Fred will be performing at the Crooners Dunsmore Room again. That is on October 24th. You don't want to miss that. And also, again, David Sanborn, Friday and Saturday at the Dakota Foo Fighters, Thursday at the XL Center, and so much more. There's a lot to do, and we want to thank each of you for supporting the arts. Well, our final guest tonight is someone that I've heard about but have never, I don't believe we have ever met, David. He is the founding artistic director, and he's working stage director, choreographer, and fight director. Yes, fight director with companies including the Metropolitan Opera, Teatro alla Scala, New York City Opera, San Francisco Opera, Glimmer Glass Opera, Minnesota Opera, and Mill City Summer Opera. And he is joining us tonight to talk about what he is doing right here in the Twin Cities. Welcome to Center Stage, sir.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me back on the show.
It's great to have you back on the show. So what's up? Tell me what you're working on now.
Well, we're so excited. On Saturday night at Uppercut Boxing Gym, 7 p.m., we have six incredible divas flying in from all over the country, and they're coming to sing their faces off in the ring for a full audience, three celebrity judges, our mayor, and me. It's going to be an incredible event.
This is called Diva Cage Match, right?
Diva Cage Match. It's this is our second year. We brought it last year, and it was an incredible success. And we're thrilled to bring it back with new judges and new singers.
It's got to be difficult to be a judge because they're bringing it. Not only are you distracted, really, it's a distraction to see the women in the cage, you know, in the boxing ring in gowns, right?
Absolutely.
It's just the perfect place to do something like this. Why in the world did you decide to do this? And it's working.
You know, we really wanted to take opera out of the actual theater and see if it could live in a really interesting and dramatic way somewhere else.
Thus, and when out I of saw, the box theater. There you go.
Exactly. And I saw Uppercut Boxing Gym, and I thought, this is a space where opera should take place. It feels dramatic. It feels inspired and exciting. And I have to tell you, when you hear some amazing lady singing in that ring, it feels like better than an opera house.
Wow, incredible. And 10,000 Things is sponsoring this, correct?
They're co-sponsoring it with us, which we're so thrilled because we love what they do. And, you know, we're just big fans of everything that they've produced.
Wow, just incredible. And they've got a new leadership as well. So there you go. This is happening. Uppercut Boxing Gym is where this is happening, correct?
Yes, and there's only a few tickets left, but you can still get tickets on our website at www.outoftheboxopera.com.
Outoftheboxopera.com.
And it's only one night.
The 20th.
You can't miss it.
October 20th, 7 p.m. I cannot believe you're doing this only one night. Come on. Give us at least three nights to come see it.
We think it's so cool and so special. We don't want to dilute it. We want it to be something that lives and is exciting, and then it's over so that people are thirsty for more.
And people will be thirsty for more. Now, we want to let you know where this is. Uppercut Boxing Gym is at 1324 Quincy Street, Northeast in Minneapolis. And I think you did it at the same gym, correct?
Yes, we did last
year. That's what I thought. Yep. And so it's free parking and there's a cash bar. Are we talking wine and beer?
We're talking everything.
Oh, you're Prairie talking everything?
Prairie Vodka is one of our sponsors, and, awesome. And they're coming out and going to be having fun with us. And truly, you don't have to love opera to come to this event. You just have to love having fun.
You have to love having fun. So is this for children?
I think it's for all ages.
Really?
Absolutely.
And so the last year that you did this, you had children, families, you name it, grandma, grandchildren.
I just remember looking out and seeing an incredibly diverse-looking audience, both in age, race, sex, gender, everything. And that's the kind of audience we want at Out of the Box Opera.
You know, normally I would think if someone said this to me, that this was happening, I would say, oh, come on, this must be Fringe Festival. And it's not. It is just huge. I mean, you're having great success with this. So I know that there will be many more years that you'll put this on, but I hope you will add more days to it so that most of us can get out there and see it, right? Those that really want to see it. So congratulations
Absolutely.
On this. Do you have the same singers this year? Do you have some of the same music or arias? What do you have?
It'll be different arias, and our six ladies are actually new divas this season. Last year's women were fantastic, and they're just all incredible, and they're all working all over the country. And so we've invited a new crop of some of the best and freshest young singers out there. These ladies are incredible. When they sing, you're going to hear the future opera stars of America in Minneapolis at the gym.
Boy, I wish we had time to talk about the process of trying to find these divas. Because, you know, you say opera, everyone says they're all divas, right? They're all divas. So in that sense, how do you work that plan? I'm sure you start the day after this is over and say, okay, who are we going to get for the next year?
You know, you're right. I look around everywhere I go, everywhere I direct, I search for that next great talent. And so for me, it's a lot of fun because I literally just get to sort of look around everywhere I am. We will be picking ladies for and picking people for the next few Diva Cage matches. We're also taking Diva Cage match on the road. It's going to go to a few different cities around the country this year, each place with new singers, new judges, and a new face.
And is there any chance that you would pick someone who knows nothing about opera as a judge?
Oh, in fact, that's some of the most... Because to be the diva champion of the universe, it's not just about great singing. You have to have the diva attitude. You have to have the diva swagger. So honestly, we look for judges who are exceptional at what they do and can help identify a true diva in all the sense of that word. We don't just want the opera divas. We want all the divas.
And do you have celebrity judges this year? Do you have RuPaul yet?
Not RuPaul. We're still in talks with RuPaul about that. But no, this year it's T. Michael Rambo, jazz singer Patti Peterson.
Oh, yes.
I love her. And Metropolitan Opera star Emily Pulley.
How about that? Well, congratulations on some great judges. And I know this is going to go bigger and bigger and bigger, especially because of all the people you've worked with that love you and that will work with you. Congratulations to you, Serge. This is incredible. And I can't wait to see it. This is a show I would definitely see.
Well, maybe we can get you to be a judge one time.
Oh, my goodness, honey. You wouldn't be able to shut me up. You don't want to do that. You don't want to, David. It's about the divas, not this girl. I'm a pseudo-diva. So you don't want to do that. But I would love to come and see it. I really would.
That would be great.
I'm going to try for next year. I'm going to really try. David, there are only a few tickets left. Where do they go to get tickets?
They go to our website, www.outoftheboxopera.com, and there's a link right there to take you to Brown Paper Tickets, where you can get the last few seats that are remaining. There's ringside seats and there's general admission. So wherever you want to spend, wherever you want to sit, that's a possibility.
How about that? Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm really looking forward to the next time.
Thank you so much for having me back. Really
appreciate
it.
Take care of you, David. Take care. I tell you, it really is quite remarkable when these kind of ideas come out of the Twin Cities. And you never know with a show like this what can happen. You know, somebody might look at this and go, oh, that's ridiculous. And then all of a sudden it ends up on Broadway in a show called Kinky Boots. And you wonder, how did that get there? You would be surprised how shows come to fruition and the pain sometimes that it takes birthing a new piece. And then all of a sudden you have a great idea and you go, let's do it. You start doing it. It may start small and it can get bigger and bigger and bigger. Now this is going on tour. So get out and go see it and support if you can. Out of the Box Theater. It's been a pleasure being on with you tonight to talk about what is happening in arts and entertainment here in the Twin Cities. There are so many more shows that I didn't get a chance to mention, like Ferris Mueller's Day Off, which is running till October 27. That's right. It's about to close at the Brave New Workshop. Or how about Beehive running through October 21st at the Old Log Theater? It's about to close. How about Frankenstein Playing with Fire runs till October 27th at the Guthrie? Don't have much time. Last Stop on Market Street through October 21st at the Children's Theater. Oh, my goodness. Church Basement Ladies, You Smell Barn. That's through February 14th. We got a little bit of time at the Ames Center in Burnsville. There's just so much that is going on. So whatever you do, stay involved. Even at Penumbra Theater, only until October 21st is for colored girls only. I only have about, 30 seconds. Okay, see if I can get this in. Emmylou Harris, Wednesday at the Ordway Theater. Foo Fighters, Thursday at the Excel Center. Again, Gladys Knight, Thursday at the Ordway. David Sambor, Friday and Saturday at the Dakota. Florence and the Machine, Saturday at the Target Center. April Wine and Head East, Saturday at the Medina. I don't know where they get these names from. 21 Pilots and AWOL Nation next Sunday at the XL Energy Center and Phil Collins next Sunday at Target Center. By the way, the Steels tickets for our Christmas show December 14th and 15th are on sale. Just go to the Fitzgerald Theater's website and there we are. We'll be with Michael in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.